Pascal Siakam, this effectively came out of nowhere, and I don't know if this is COVID-related, Zoom call-related, off-season-related, but all of a sudden Siakam has surgery to repair a torn labrum. He's out for 5 months.
I got questions for Josh.
Okay, let's bring in our Raptors reporter, Josh Lewenberg. Correct me if I'm wrong, Josh. I don't remember hearing anything about this at the end of the season. Was this always a possibility? Where do we stand on this in terms of where this came from, Siakam all of a sudden having to have surgery the way that he did?
Well, Brian, what's fascinating now, especially in hindsight, is we knew about the shoulder injury to a degree, right? I say, I stress the word knew, because we knew that Pascal Siakam was out for something. I mean, what they listed him as was out shoulder injury. He left the game against Memphis on May 8th. He missed the final four games, but I think what most of us assumed is that he, like a lot of the other guys, were sitting out as a extreme precaution or for tanking purposes, because the Raptors were looking to, at the time, lose games or just play out the rest of the season. Obviously, it was far more serious than that, and you're right. This is sort of out of the blue in terms of the surgery. We didn't know that this was something that was planned, and speaking to a source close to Pascal Siakam today, it wasn't even in the initial plan. I mean, the Raptors sat down with Siakam after the season did come to an end, and the plan, or at least the hope at that point, was to take the rest and rehab approach to avoid surgery and just hope that with time this thing sort of heals on its own. But ultimately, the risk of re-injury, and I think also the severity of an injury, if there were to be a second subsequent injury, was deemed to be too high. So they opt for surgery now, which I think in the long term, from what it sounds like, is the best course of action. It's going to ensure that the shoulder heals properly and strengthens and all of that. But obviously, the short-term implication, it's a tough blow for him and for the Raptors, another obstacle that he has to deal with, another setback that he has to deal with, because not only, if you look at the timetable here, expected to be 5 months, not only does that mean that he gets back sometime in the early to mid-November period, which would mean he misses the first few weeks of the season, but obviously it also means that this offseason is not going to go according to plan here. After a disappointing year, he was hoping to really use this lengthy off season to get back in the gym and work on his game and growth and development and all that. Now the plan changes to rehab and recovery. So I think this is a huge blow for a player that was going into a really important off season.
Josh, what I don't get about it is I've had three labrum surgeries done. Rest and relaxation does not heal it, period, flat out period. So once this was diagnosed, why was there an extra month wasted? It's part of the reason why I can't stand Fergie, is because he made me play useless games with a torn labrum, and I should have had surgery. As soon as this is diagnosed and he has surgery right away, maybe he's on track and time to be back next season. Instead, he's not going to be ready for the season next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point, and the difference in the grand scheme of things is 2 weeks, which isn't huge, but at the same time, like, let's say he returns a couple weeks into the season now, which is sort of what it looks like. The timetable, like I said, places him in early November. Season's supposed to start now. We got word yesterday that the season is back on track to be in its regular time frame, about an October 19th start to the year. So yeah, it could be 2-3 weeks into the season that he's able to come back. If he had gotten the surgery right after the season ended, then maybe he's ready to go on opening night. Yeah, I like I said, that's what I was told, that the hope was that maybe they take the other approach, avoid surgery. But yeah, I mean, it's sort of tough to come to terms with that now, considering how obvious the surgery route seems in hindsight.
With Josh Lewenberg, our TSN Raptors reporter. Again, news today, Pascal Siakam surgery on his torn labrum. That will keep him out upwards of 5 months, which should lean into early to mid-November, which will be well into the season at that point. And as you've noted many times today, Josh, it knocks him out in terms of full rehab, in terms of a full offseason, in terms of preparing and trying to grow his game, which is clear it has to happen, which really isn't a good sign considering his contractual situation, right? He's a max player. This year was year one of a max deal, and it didn't go very well. The fact that he still has to continue to find different elements of his game might suggest he is who he is. And quite frankly, when I think of who Siakam, what he needs to improve on, it's confidence and it's a clutch gene. You can't find that in the gym in July. Like, bulk up a little bit, sure, but what is he really planning on working on this offseason that was going to drastically change his game next year?
Well, Brian, a couple things stand out. I think, first of all, lost in all of the inconsistency and disappointment with the late game shots and all of that, this year was that Siakam was actually playing pretty well to close the year. If you look at his numbers over the last 22, 23 games that he played, I know they're just numbers, and obviously the eye test showed that he was still not that player that he needs to be late in the game, but the numbers were right on par with what he was doing the year before when he was an all-star, all-NBA. Like, we're talking 24 points a game, 8 rebounds, 45, 46, 47% shooting somewhere in there. He was playing some of the best basketball of his career late in the season in between the health and safety protocols and then the shoulder injury at the end of the year. So I do think that there would have been value, obviously, and I said this at the time, of closing the season strong with some confidence going into this really important offseason and then working on his game. And that's the other thing, is one of the biggest strengths of Pascal Siakam, going back to when he was a young player and far from the player that he's turned into today, is that he's always been able to use the summer to address the weaknesses in his game, to identify them and turn them into strengths. Like DeMar DeRozan before him, he has really improved during a lot of these off seasons, and in large part because of the exhaustive off season training and development program that he goes through every year in LA. And the off season, to be clear, it's not completely lost. Like, nothing's stopping him now from going and watching film. He can do that all day, every day, and analyze what went wrong. And I do think there's some value in that, obviously, in the self-awareness of, okay, what went wrong in this game? How come I didn't close this game well and all of that? But you're right. You can only get so much from that. He can still work on certain aspects of his game, albeit in a limited capacity. He's supposed to be able to get back on the court and do some limited individual work next month. But in terms of participating in those star-studded UCLA runs that he's always in every summer, with Rico Hines and all of that, I think those things have really helped him grow as a player, being able to play against Kevin Durant. I think those things help elevate your game, especially your role as the lead guy. He's not going to be able to do any of that this summer, and I think that's what really hurts.
With Josh Lewenberger, TSN Raptors reporter. Go ahead, Noodles.
Josh, I wanted to see if you had an update on Masai. I mean, it's just, we've been talking about it for weeks on the show. It's you know, quiet, and you know, is there anything, or do you get an inkling like that he's going to stay or he's going to go? Like, you know, what's your gut feeling on it? Because maybe it's a cone of silence out of there.
Yeah, Noodles, it's eerily quiet right now. I mean, Masai, I know, has been in Africa for a while, and even when we spoke to him, whatever that was, 2 or 3 weeks ago after the season, I asked him if there was any timeline for sitting down and figuring out what the future holds for him and getting a deal done or not getting a deal done. And I sensed zero urgency from him. I mean, he just sort of said, we'll get to it when we get to it, which is funny because I imagine it's got to be the opposite approach right now for MLSC, who obviously want to get this thing done for a bunch of reasons. But if for nothing else, having some certainty going into, as we talked about, a really important offseason for the Raptors, going into this draft lottery on June 22nd, going into the draft on July 29th, and then especially going into free agency, you need to know what that front office looks like. I mean, Kyle Lowry said it himself. What Masai does is going to play a part ultimately in what Kyle decides to do. So it is bizarre that Masai doesn't really seem to have that sense of urgency. I mean, maybe it's a leverage thing, a negotiation thing. As I said, after we spoke to him a few weeks ago, I do think that there's reason for encouragement if Masai, as he said to us then, if it comes down to ownership's commitment to winning and competing for championships, I highly doubt that there's anything that he could ask for that MLSC would say, well, no, actually, we're not going to give you that. So that's what it comes down to. Masai will be back, but I also think, I mean, listen, this is a smart man, and that could have also been a tactical move, because all this time we've been saying the ball is in Masai's court. Whatever Masai wants to do, that's what's going to happen. I still think that's the case, but at least optically speaking, he has now put the ball in MLSC's court, right? That's the perception now, is that whether or not they give him what he's looking for, whether or not they're committed to winning, is going to determine whether he comes back. So if he doesn't, who is that going to look bad on now? I don't think people are going to be critical of Masai. I think people are going to look at MLSC and say, well, what happened here?
Well, hopefully we get some sort of an answer one way or the other, and hopefully it's a positive one for Raptors fans. And we know where Maple Leafs Sports and Entertainment ultimately stand on this, but Masai is going to have to I guess hop to it here, and yeah, and we'll see where it goes. Thank you, Josh. As always, appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Josh Leuenberger, TSN Raptors reporter.